At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeremiah from Tacoma is. Jeremiah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's my daughter and I.
Oh, who's Denver. Your daughter? What's her name?
Her name's Denver.
All right, Denver and Jeremiah are taking you down, Steve.
How old is Denver?
She is seven.
Seven. Is there a backstory behind the name?
Honestly, no. No.
Oh, I didn't know. Maybe
My wife wanted like a destination name for our daughter, so we went with Denver.
Nice. Have you guys been to Denver?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure. That'd be great if you're like, nah, man, we never want to go there.
Steve, you're about to be taken down by a seven-year-old, so get out
Let's
of here.
Let's go, Denver.
For those playing at home, Jeremiah and Denver have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many minutes are in 2 hours?
120.
Yes, the fruit of a rose plant shares its name with what body part?
Pass.
In what decade did scientists first split the atom?
30s?
Yes. What was Doogie Howser's real first name?
Pass.
Which planet has the least amount of wind?
Uranus?
No.
Neptune?
No.
Earth?
No. The Crazy Horse Memorial carving is in what U.S. state?
South Dakota?
Correct. What is the only rock that floats on water?
Only rock that floats on water. Pass.
What was Pinocchio's father's name?
Geppetto?
Yes. Which German composer started losing his hearing in his 20s?
Beethoven?
Yes. The tranquilizer diazepam is better known by what name?
What was the question again?
The tranquilizer diazepam is better known by what name?
I don't know.
That's all right. You got five correct. You guys split it right down the middle, Jeremiah and Denver.
Yay.
Yay. Go Denver. The Denver fan club is here.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yes!
How many minutes are in 2 hours?
120.
Correct. The fruit of a rose plant shares its name with what body part?
The heart?
No.
The brain?
No.
The knee? Elbow?
No. In what decade did scientists first split the atom?
What decade? The 60s?
No.
50s?
No.
40s?
No. What was Doogie Howser's real first name?
Douglas.
Yes. Which planet has the least amount of wind?
Mars?
No.
Uranus?
No.
Saturn?
No.
Damn it.
The Crazy Horse Memorial carving is in what U.S. state?
New York?
No.
California?
No.
Oh, man. I don't know. Nebraska?
No. What is the only rock that floats on water?
Come
Come on.
Rock Lobster.
No.
Pass.
Well, who was Pinocchio's father?
Geppetto?
Yes. What German composer started losing his hearing in his 20s?
Mozart?
No.
Amadeus.
Yeah. Well, what's his last name?
Amadeus Schmamadeus.
No, that's not it.
Sorry.
Well, Steve, you got 3 correct.
Wow!
Oh.
But Denver and Jeremiah got 5.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so you guys are the big winners. You beat Migs. Yay!
How many did Denver actually help with?
Denver was very helpful.
Oh, shut it, Danny.
Denver was very helpful. Neither of you knew that the rose plant fruit is the hips, rose hips.
Oh.
Never heard that before.
They knew that the scientists first split the atoms in the 1930s. The planet with the least amount of wind is Mercury.
Mercury, okay.
They also knew that Crazy Horse, the memorial carving is in South Dakota. Mm. The only rock that floats on water is pumice.
Yeah.
And the German composer that started losing his hearing in his 20s was Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Yes. You would have gotten there eventually, I'm
sure. No, like, I was totally stumped at that point.
Also, how many losses do you have now? Is it 68?
68.
Tomorrow could be a big day.
I swear to God, if I get 69 losses and you guys bring in a confetti cannon, I'm going to be mad at both of you.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The next stop on the Men's Room World Tour is coming to Bremerton, and it's the Tracyton Movie House, Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5. Live music from Woodshed and Steve. They are always so fantastic to see.
They bring it, yep.
They sure do. Plus, delicious food, awesome drinks, and plenty of hang time with the Men's Room guys. We have all the info on the party at KISW.com. Steve Miggs, today is a very exciting day, huge day. We are kicking off Kicks for Kids. And who better to join us this morning and talk about the fantastic partnership that we have with Mary's Place than their CEO, Dominique Alex, is in studio with us this morning. And we are so glad that you're here.
Good morning. So happy to be here with you all.
So we have been teaming up with Mary's Place for several years now, raising money to help children whose families are, you know, experiencing some form of need to buy brand new sneakers for them as they get ready to go back to school. And maybe you could speak to just kind of the confidence boost that that gives some of the kids that you interact with at Mary's Place.
This partnership with you all has been absolutely amazing for the kids that we serve in our community. Since 2020, we have been able to raise $170,000. Yes.
Let's get to 200 this year.
Yeah, I love it.
Amazing. And that's over 3,400 pairs of shoes. So one of the things that I would say is that when kids have the opportunity to choose a pair of shoes to start school, the confidence boost, the dignity, and just that when you look good, you feel good going to school. I love seeing their smiles going on that first day of school.
I remember one time swinging by one of the shelters for Mary's Place and handing out the gift cards to some of the kids and seeing the look on their face. Like, it wasn't like, here are some shoes, do what you will with them. Like, you know, it wasn't like, you're like, here's a pair of shoes that maybe you don't want. It was just like that look like, wait, I could go to Nike and get a pair of shoes that I want, or Converse, or whatever the brand is that they're into, and purchase one that they specifically want. It was like, I didn't realize it would hit me as hard as it did, but I was like, man, I guess I never realized just how lucky and fortunate I've been growing up that you had those opportunities, and to be able to see a kid had that opportunity finally, maybe for the first time ever, was beyond powerful.
It is. Oftentimes kids come into shelter with just the clothes on their back and leaving their favorite things behind. That could have been their favorite pair of shoes, you know, their belongings that oftentimes we take for granted that we get to take with us to our next place. And so that experience of like not only getting the gift of a brand new pair of shoes, but the choice, right? Yeah. You get to go choose what you want, and someone's not just giving you something that you make do with. So that's the incredible gift to our kids.
We're talking with CEO of Mary's Place, Dominique Alex. How many families is Mary's Place working with in a year? How many kids are you guys serving in the course of a year, ballpark?
Yeah, so our kids that we're serving are over 3,000 kids last year. 60% of the population within our shelters, our outreach program, and our prevention program. So we are having so much impact with kids. And a lot of those kids are under the age of 8, but we also have middle school and high school kids. And so the impact of, you know, a child of that age having the opportunity to have a new pair of shoes is just amazing.
And we got to put the Rockaholics to the challenge. I mean, I know in the past, we like you said, we've raised $170,000, close to $200,000. Our goal this year is $20,000, which I feel like we could exceed. And we've done that in the past. And hopefully the Rockaholics can step up like they have in the past. Because I think that's something, even before we had kids, like kids just mean so much to all of us. And now being a dad, and I know you being a mom, and Danny's a dad as well. Like the idea of a kid not being able to have a brand new pair of shoes just kind of it just breaks your heart. So any amount, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can donate will go a long way for this Kicks for Kids program.
And you know what's even cooler is if folks have a match program at their work, you can apply to get that match and double your impact. So Rockaholics, let's step it up and let's get it done. We have info about Mary's Place and Kicks for Kids up at KISW.com, and we want to hit that goal of $20,000.
And what's something that you could tell like our Rockaholics, like, you know, I mean, obviously all the money's going to the kids, but it also could help them out with other school needs as well?
Yeah, I do want to share a story, because one of the favorite stories that I had just last year is there was a young lady that was trying out for her basketball team, and she had a pair of Vans, so kind of like more of like a skater shoe, right? And that's all she had. And so she came to us and said, I really want to go to tryouts, but I need some new shoes, and for basketball, very specifically. And so,
yeah, I said, check, Vans aren't probably the best type of shoe to wear on the court.
No.
Yeah.
So she also needed some shorts for her practice. And so she had the opportunity to get a brand new pair of basketball shoes and a pair of shorts to wear to practice and try out for the week. And she came home, she made the team, and it was all because of the support of the generous listeners and this amazing partnership with you all.
And just a shout to all of you over at Mary's Place. The experience I had just swinging by the shelter and just seeing what you all do, and just creating a fun atmosphere for people that are just dealing with something that's, I mean, truth be told, not fun, obviously, but like, you know, it's just a very loving spirit that's going on at Mary's Place. And I experienced it the moment I walked in. I could just feel that energy, and everyone there was just so caring and give so much to these kids that have been dealt a really bad hand in life.
Yeah. Shout out to our amazing frontline heroes, is what I call them, particularly our youth services staff. They really get that energy going. There's times where, yes, this is really hard work. We listen to a lot of stories and help families through their journey of homelessness to housing. And because of how they show up, because they really care deeply and really meet families where they're at, it really helps people provide that hope, that light. But the kids, they're the bright spot in our shelters and across our program services that I think help boost that energy. So
absolutely,
it's awesome.
Well, Dominique, thank you for coming in this morning and helping us kick off Kicks for Kids. This is a very exciting program that we get to do with you guys, and we're just excited to raise as much money as we possibly can for Mary's Place Kids.
Thank you guys so much, and to all you listeners, we appreciate your generosity and support over the years, and let's get the kicks going.
And donate right now at KSW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with Britt Floyd tickets. They're coming to Marymore Park on July 23rd to celebrate 50 years of the Wish You Were Here album. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Britt Floyd at Marymore Park on July 23rd, and they are celebrating 50 years of Pink Floyd's iconic album, Wish You Were Here.
So I don't need to be a genius to realize that Britt Floyd is a tribute act to Pink Floyd.
You nailed it,
yeah.
Steve. You're
very
so smart.
A very good one, by the way.
They are fantastic. And TJ from Tacoma wants to see it in person. Good morning, TJ.
Morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheels are spinning. Who's it going to land on? It's currently on T-Dog, but will it stay on T-Dog? No. TJ, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets.
Let's do it.
All right, TJ, here is your clip.
Nice.
It's Ozzy Osbourne.
Let me know
Crazy
if you need...
Train?
I feel like you might need a hint. Would you like a hint?
Yes.
Okay, so you got the singer right, but it's the band that he was in.
Black Sabbath.
Okay, and then the song, some people feel that if you smoke too much weed, it makes you...
Crazy?
Well, yes, that, but also like you feel like everyone's out to get you. And
Paranoid?
Yeah, buddy! We got it! And now we can say this was the very last song, unless he decides to go back on stage, that Ozzy Osbourne ever performed, and it was with Black Sabbath.
Crazy.
I know.
All right, Migs, it is your turn. Here is your clip.
Oh, my goodness. That is Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah.
And I believe that is called Don't Fear the Reaper. It's like, one gets you... One song I want to be stoned to listen to, and the other one is the after effect of being stoned.
Congratulations, TJ. We are hooking you up with Britt Floyd tickets, my friend.
That's great. Thank you, guys.
Have a great one.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've discussed something this morning that you want to talk with us about, call now, 206-803-ROCK. Check in! And we will check in with the Rockaholics after Beastie Boys. It has been a lovely morning. We've gotten some great texts and calls from our Rockaholics that we have not had a chance to chat with everybody about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Now, we got a voice message earlier this morning that we weren't able to get to, but there's still some people that have been texting about the Ozzy concert, seeing a lot of social media stuff about the Ozzy concert as well. Overwhelmingly positive. And somebody did have a comment that they wanted to share with us through the Odyssey app. Are you ready?
Yes.
So I'm watching this Ozzy concert. Any of you watching it? I know Castle is there, but if you're watching, what's been the highlight for you? I know for me, it's been Steven Tyler. I thought this guy had a bad voice. He sounds phenomenal.
He did sound great. And I wasn't expecting Steven Tyler to be there. I saw some pictures. I'm like, oh, that's cool. He's there to support his friends. And, you know,
yeah.
I didn't realize he was going to go up there. And he did they did an Aerosmith song. I think Train Kept It Rolling. They did Walk This Way, which was cool because Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers was on the drums.
Oh.
And that guy, he could lay down the funk.
For sure.
Which also, a quick aside about Chad Smith, I feel like he's now become the most recognizable, most beloved member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I would agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, he's always out there. Granted, he looks a little bit like Will Ferrell, but he's still out there doing stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And then he also did a Led Zeppelin cover.
So cool.
So there was a part during, and I want you to watch it, because I was like, there's a few moments during the performance of Steven Tyler where I'm like, I know that you were once a sex symbol, but maybe you need to pump the brakes on trying to be Mr. Sexy, because I think, what is he, 80?
I don't know.
How old is he? Okay, 70-something?
74, maybe?
He's 77.
Okay, he's 3 years away from 80.
That's insane.
I did not know he was that old.
Yeah, well, I'm watching this, and like, I don't know if I need to see a 77-year-old man gyrating his hips right into the camera and then cup-checking himself.
Ew.
like trying to be sexy. And I'm like, I mean, maybe there's a 60-year-old woman out there that thinks that's hot, but I don't know many people that are finding that to be all that sexy. But there was another part during his performance. I've saved the clip just to show it to you, because I don't know how else to describe it other than to just show it to you. So I want to see what you think. So he's up there performing and he's doing the whole like wave your hands in the air thing. Mm-hmm. And then he does something that is completely, I think, unnecessary. So here, I'll just play it. I want to hear your reaction. So there he is.
What?
So Danny, you missed it. He's got his hands in the air. Now, when I was watching on my phone, I thought he did something different, but it's still gross. He then, as he has his hands in his air, he's wearing a rock and roll vest like all rockers do. So you see his armpits. He rubs his armpit and then smells it.
My eyes are watering.
Now, to be fair, it's way less gross than I thought. It looked like on my cell phone that he licked his hand. And I'm like, what are we doing, Steven? Like, did you forget to put deodorant on?
Like, no one wanted to see that move. That's not even a move.
He's just checking himself, Steve. He needed to make sure he smelled good for the ladies still.
Imagine being at a concert. Right. You know, every lead singer does. Like, yeah, wave your hands up in the air and all that. And then all of a sudden, they just wipe their own armpit and smell. Like,
oh.
Bro, I don't know. Like, who are you doing that for? I guess there's a fetish for everybody.
He's a smell guy. Oh, no. We are checking in with the rockaholics.
Somebody did text and say, dude, how great was Jason Momoa? Jason Momoa was the freaking greatest host of this thing ever. He did a speech before the Rival Sons performed, and they were awesome. Mm-hmm. But he did a speech that I think got everybody riled up. Like, man, Aquaman's got a potty mouth, first of all.
I love it.
I bet you do.
We made it! We are the luckiest motherfuckers in the world! Welcome back to the beginning. The final show ever for Ozzy Osbourne and the final show for Birmingham's own Black Sabbath. Metal is in all of our DNA. Every character that I've ever played has been inspired by this music and built by this music. It's in everything that I am. So when the Osbournes called me and asked me to host, I was f***ing scared as hell. I've never done this in my life. I belong out there in the audience with you, but if this is how I get an exclusive ticket to be the luckiest of 40,000 people in the world, I said, Ozzy, pardon my British, but let's f***ing go.
And then he smelled his own armpit. It was very strange.
I would smell his armpit. I would climb that man like a tree.
Wow.
Please tell me how you really think, how you really feel about Jason Momoa.
She's so
excited right now, just from the audio. Can you imagine if she actually was there?
Danny, we might need to get a mop. I think the basement is flooded over in aisle 6, maybe aisle 9, I'm not sure. But the best part, and I think you probably would have been very excited if you were in the pit, because he decided right before Pantera to let everyone know what he was going to do, and he actually did it.
Woo! Next up is one of my favorite bands of all time. But I got to make it quick because one of these guys, I absolutely must get into the pit with all you motherfuckers. So please, leave some space for me. I'm coming in. Hey, please welcome Pantera!
And he did just that. Like, he did the stage announcement and then just beelined straight into the crowd. It was awesome.
And then he, like, gave the signal, like, let's circle this bitch up. Like, it was awesome. He was on fire.
I thought he was the perfect guy to host it. I thought it just added to another level. It's like, man, this is a big-time Hollywood guy. And you can tell he wasn't doing it for any other reason than the fact that he loved Ozzy and Black Sabbath and all the bands that were a part of it.
Oh, and thank you, Ozzy.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have partnered up with Mary's Place on Kicks for Kids, and that means we want to put as many pairs of brand new sneakers on local children in need as we possibly can. Steve Miggs, what's our goal for this year?
$20,000, and I know our rockaholics is going to make it happen.
So let's get it going. Head to KISW.com and make a donation to support Kicks for Kids and the wonderful children at Mary's Place. LL Danny V, ladies love Danny V.
Ladies do love him.
Oh, yeah. What happened over the weekend? Someone was hitting on you?
Not just one. I heard plural.
Plural. Two girls.
And at the same time?
No,
that went to more than I've experienced in the last 40 years.
We were at the Mariners game on Thursday, me and my friend Joe. And afterwards, we decided, hey,
It's not a work night. We got tomorrow off. Let's go to Cowgirls.
Let's go.
Yeehaw.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever really been to Cowgirls like late night. I've only ever been there like during the day to have a drink.
Because you love their lunch specials.
I do, yeah. Sorry.
I've never been to Cowgirls.
Steve, you would love Cowgirls.
Yeah, there's a bunch of hot girls that work there, right?
And they hit on you, apparently.
No, the employees?
No. It was just being nice. It was the Mariners fans. We were just, you know, the funny thing is, like, I don't fit in there after, like, Cowgirls. I'm not a cowboy. I don't like country music. I don't like mechanical bulls. You know
what? Never once did I think they even play country music there. You
know, and Danny, it's because you're not a cowboy, you're a cowman. Okay? No.
Well, so they're not playing cowpoke music at all.
Were they playing Fall Out Boy?
No, they were playing like the crazy rap music. Everyone's shaking it everywhere.
And these kids wearing next to nothing. You can see their G-strings.
Pretty much. And we're just, so me and Joe just got a drink. And we were just like, we're just going to like sit at a table. We found the only table probably in Cowgirls.
And we're just going to stare at girls on bowls.
Let's just sit down. And yeah, and we're just chatting around. And two different girls at different times just came up and found the dumbest reason to like make conversation with me. One came up to me and she's like, yeah. Yeah, this table's unsteady, huh? And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I don't know. I just noticed that you were leaning on it and you're kind of hot. And I was like, I was like, what is happening?
Did that girl go to the school of Steve Miggs and pick up lines? Because that is a terrible pickup line.
I was just like, well, thank you. I have a girlfriend. She's like, oh, of course you do. And just walked away.
I'm here to balance you and that table out.
The second girl walked over and she's like, hey, you know, you look like you listen to music. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, do you know who this artist is? And I was like, no. She's like, oh, well, do you want to dance to it with me? And I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you. I'm just sitting here with my friend having a drink. And she's like, then why are you out?
You look like you listen to music. Yeah. Might be one of the safest things you could say to anybody, though.
Poor Danny, just having to turn down the ladies left and right.
Oh, all these women just throwing their underwear at him.
It's a hard life.
Yeah, just wanting to balance a table and listen to songs with you.
Go Cowgirls.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
It was a historic weekend for the Seattle Mariners. They did something that they have never done before.
Hit on Danny.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Mix download after Foo Fighters.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. The Mariners, what a weekend, a historic weekend for your Seattle Mariners. They did not give up a run in any of the games against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Crazy!
So Friday, they beat them 6-0. Saturday, they beat them 1-0. And then on Sunday, once again, 1-0. That's the first time that they've had three consecutive shutouts, which is just, like you said, crazy. And because when I was watching, I'm like, have they ever done that before? No, they have not. Cal Raleigh had a couple of home runs, so he's got now 35 before the All-Star break. All-Star break is still, they still got some more games, so he could potentially get some more. They're taking on the Yankees starting tomorrow, but we have to give a shout-out to some of the other Mariners that are going to be at the All-Star game, and including, of course, Cal Raleigh is going to be there. The way Randy Arozarena has been playing recently, I wish he could be a part of it, but he had a little bit of a slump, so he's not part of the All-Star crew. But also joining Cal Raleigh will be Brian Wu, who's pitching great. Munoz as well. Andres Munoz has been awesome when it comes to being a relief pitcher. And then center fielder Julio Rodriguez. That's the most All-Stars that the Mariners have had since 2018.
And what, they're all under the age of 28?
Yeah, a bunch of youngins.
Just a bunch of babies. Pearl Jam's drummer Matt Cameron is no longer Pearl Jam's drummer. He announced in a statement this morning on social media that after 27 years with the band, he is stepping down from the drum riser for the final time.
Replacing him will be Cal Raleigh from the Seattle Mariners. It's crazy. This guy's having quite the year.
And he plays the drums with his butt, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's been in the band since 1998, which, you know, at first I was like, wait, no, that wasn't that long ago. Yes, it was. 27 years ago. But yeah, he's going to be dearly missed by the band. They put out a big statement just saying how much they appreciate him and how much he was a musical hero of the remaining guys from Pearl Jam before they brought him into the band. And, yeah, so we'll just see what happens next. It's a wild time to be a drummer in the world of rock.
And a lot of love that the band gave to him as well. I don't think there was any kind of beef. I think it's just maybe he's just like, you know what, I'm good. I don't need to go on tour. I don't need to do all that. And what a career.
Oh,
when you think about Soundgarden, had an incredible career being the drummer of Soundgarden, and Soundgarden, you know, fell apart for quite some time, and then joined Pearl Jam when they needed a drummer. Eddie Vedder said that he's a big part of the reason why Pearl Jam even continued as a band around that time, and that they were going to be done when Matt Cameron says he's done.
Wow.
I hope that's not the case. I think that was maybe just them talking back in those days like that, but I feel like there's still some gas in the tank with Pearl Jam, and I'm very curious to see who they're going to go with.
It's going
to
be very interesting.
Somebody did joke and say that he's joining the Foo Fighters, which wouldn't that be hilarious if he goes from Soundgarden to Pearl Jam to the Foo Fighters?
And then Josh Freese, who's no longer with Foo Fighters, joins Pearl Jam.
Man, my money, I don't know who the hell they're going to go with, if anyone, or what they're going to do, but my fingers are crossed that Dave Cruzan will be at least given a look, because he was their original drummer and battled some demons, and he's doing great now. And he's actually filled in for Matt Cameron when they've needed a drummer before. So
I did hear that Steve Miggs is also available, though. So
yeah, they heard that, too, and they decided that they're going to just pretend that they didn't hear that. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 81 degrees. It's going to be another nice day here in the Pacific Northwest. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Hotel and Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.